America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Gator, I'm going to double-check this. I just got an email about this.
Uh-oh.
Well, and I want to get into... I want to get into the possibility of this. You know, we talk about how we're in bizarre world with the Lions can't, like, they look phenomenal.
Right.
Like, I watch Lions games and going, well, Detroit's the better team of these two teams.
Every week.
And it's every week, yeah.
Even when they lost to Tampa, they just didn't execute them.
That. I'm going to give you a scenario that could play itself out.
Awesome.
Because I just got an email about this. Think about this. As the playoff brackets unveiled, and the Alabama Crimson Tide will be in Bloomington, Indiana to take on the host Hoosiers. Think about that. That could happen. Alabama may have to go to Indiana.
That is a game I'd like to see. We road trip that?
I mean, I'd love to.
I mean, if we're talking a college football playoff game, that's a road trip I'm willing to make. None of this, you know.
You don't want to go to Dayton?
None of the Dayton stuff for the NCAA tournament.
Right now, Alabama is the 11th seed, and Indiana is the 9th seed. So it's possible.
Well,
Kang, will you come with? Will you go down to Bloomington, Alabama, at Indiana, first round of the college football playoff?
I'm in, Doug.
In fact, should I try and make reservations? I should. I should make the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to stay the way it is right now.
Well, they're not lined up. They're not aligned, but there's no reason. Make a reservation for a couple rooms. Could be a huge score. Because those rooms won't, the price won't be jacked yet.
If Bama,
his bracket doesn't even come out.
I'm sorry, not Bama. If Indiana only loses one game the rest of the way, let's say they lose to Ohio State.
Let's say they lose to Michigan Saturday.
Let's say they lose to Ohio State. Let's be realistic about this. If they lose to Ohio State, can they still get in? And would they still host?
Well.
Or is a loss to the only team you're playing on your schedule enough to say for the people in the college football?
I looked it up yesterday. I think the number on Indiana's strength of schedule is 103,
yeah,
which is the lowest of all Power 4 teams. So, yeah, one loss to Ohio State could doom them. And it'll seem unfair, but, I mean, their schedule is...
What they would end up getting, though, is a pretty good bowl game, you would imagine.
I have a feeling they'd even be disappointed with that, though, given this new world order. But I want to see Alabama at Indiana. I mean, you start looking. It could be Notre Dame at Indiana. Could be Texas at Indiana.
The Battle of Indiana?
Yeah, Texas at Indiana.
I like all these matchups. Yep. Very intriguing. But the thing is, that only it's only a possibility if they lose a game. if they win out,
well,
do they all of a sudden vault themselves in the top four because they'd be the Big Ten champion?
They would
actually have a win over Ohio State and
I think the scenario that has them hosting a playoff game is they win out and lose to Oregon in the Big Ten title game. Then it depends on what happens around you. But that feels to me like that could put them in a 5-8 range, and they could be hosting Alabama, which is the matchup I'm here for. All right. Adam Schefter, ESPN today, was asked about the future of Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, and here's what he had to say. Okay, that is today from Adam Schefter. Ben Johnson, Lion offensive coordinator. A couple things about this. If he's going to be very selective, as he should be, he's not going to Cleveland. He's not going to Chicago.
Well, he might. You say, you know, to Chicago, yeah, but Chicago's got a lot to work with.
I think when he brought up in division, Chicago's got more to work with. It's more likely than Cleveland. But what Schefter said there, if he even wants to leave, is something I heard from the inside last year, is that Ben Johnson is in no rush and may just be a coordinator lifer because he knows how good he has it here and now. He's happy. He can and should be the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Make it okay to stay is what is my message to the Ford family.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's true is that if there are 8 openings or there's 6 openings at the end of the season, the one thing I'm sure is that he's on every team's list. Because how would you not be on the list? But because he has been dismissive of interviews in the past, saying that I don't want that job or I'm happy where I'm at and turning people down, I still think he's got to be on the list. It's like when Lions fans wanted the Lions to inquire about Max Crosby. Well, you got to make the phone call. I mean, if you're Carolina, I know that you've been rebuked before, but I'm still making the call. Hey, Ben, you want to come here? No? Okay. Well, at least I can say I tried.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a story the other day that said that the Carolina should go after a combo of Ben Johnson as the head coach and then go for Dorsey as their general manager, who's working with the Lions front office.
Yeah.
And that was interesting to me, but it comes down to what does Ben Johnson want? If he's not ready to leave, I agree with Schefter. He's going to leave for the best scenario for him, the best case scenario, and because he's the hottest commodity on the market. I mean, nobody's hotter than Ben Johnson, right?
No.
I mean, there are head coaches that are at established jobs that may not be as hot as Ben Johnson's name is right now. So it's up to him. It's really interesting to see what he wants to do. And then obviously the other part of it is, yeah, we all agree. Sheila Hamp, get on the phone and talk to his agent and say, well, name your price to stay here as offensive coordinator because we want to keep this thing rolling. He's not the only guy you worry about, though. Ben Johnson's at the top of everybody's list. You know who else is going to be at the top of people's list is Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn.
You know, he's gotten interviews. And the defense that he worked with last year to make that defense, with all the injuries they went through in the secondary, and to see that they were still really good defensively, like they were top half of the league, they improved in points per game. And then to do it again this year with more injuries, specifically to the defensive line, and to not really miss much of a beat, they're giving up 18 points a game.
So earlier we were talking about how the NFL's playing in Germany this weekend. And start talking about European cities and towns. Jeff writes in, the NFL definitely needs to go to Dublin. I just got back from there 10 days ago. Kindest city I have ever visited, plus a pub every 50 feet. Great food, market, shopping. I did mention the pubs, didn't I? You can walk everywhere safe and friendly, plus real Guinness. Cheers. Next one. I agree with Greece. Athens is only cool for the ruins and the Parthenon. Otherwise, it's a dump. But the islands are phenomenal. I recommend Paros Island for the best bang for your buck. That's from Nick in Rochester. London is fast-paced, no grass, 2-story McDonald's, everything is squished in, didn't love it. Paris sucks. That's from an unnamed texter. Doug, a trip to Chamonix, France. I don't know how to pronounce that. What do you think?
Chamois.
That's probably. Oh, there's an N in there.
Is there?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Chamois?
Trip to this place in France in 2005, spent a week, go there. From there, we went to Switzerland, somewhere in Switzerland. You want to give that a shot? Lanzer Heidi? Went there from Lanzerheide, Switzerland. From there to the World Cup ski finals to see Bodie Miller win an overall American first in decades. Fly to Geneva, 90-minute shuttle to Chamonix. There you go. Some of the spots we'd go to. It's Carson Anderson. More Lions talk next hour. Mixed in with other stuff here on 97.1 The Ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.